Hey friends, it's Pastor Jason. Thank you so much for listening to The Daily Hit. You can get all of this content and more at jasonjohncowart.com. Be sure to follow and share this with your friends. Let's jump into today's verse. Matthew chapter 28 has a very famous passage of scripture that we know within the church world called the Great Commission. It starts in verse 18. It says this, "And Jesus came and said to them, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you. And behold, I'm with you always to the end of the age.'" Now, this is a great passage of scripture. I love this one. It's very clear here what God is asking us to do. And, you know, something I probably should let you in on very early in this is the fact that the Bible isn't really a book about us. It's a book about Jesus. And whenever you read the Bible, you have to read the Bible as a book about Jesus, not as a book about you. Now, God does want to restore us, and he wants a relationship with us. And clearly, he's gone to the ends of the earth, literally, to restore us to himself. But what we have to understand is our restoration isn't just so that we can have a relationship with God, but so that we can be a part of doing what God is doing in the earth. And his big plan for planet Earth and the humanity on planet Earth is restoring them to himself. That is what all of this is about. That's why Jesus came. That's why Jesus died. That's why Paul wrote about all he wrote about. That's why the church was created. That's why the church needs to continue being about what God told us to do, that we see right here in the Great Commission in Matthew 28. Now, what are we talking about here? Going and making disciples. Now, let's understand first that making disciples isn't just making converts, okay? I can, you know, get you signed up for the gym, but if you're going to be a disciple of physical fitness, you've actually got to go to the gym. You've got to work out. You've got to do what it takes to get the benefit of that. So a conversion, while it might get you to heaven, disciples is what Jesus is trying to make out of us. You know, yes, if you say yes to Jesus, you make him Lord of your life, absolutely, there's salvation. So that's what I mean. It might get you to heaven. Conversion might get you to heaven. But Jesus wants so much more for you than just salvation. I got to tell you, salvation is the starting line. A lot of people think it's the end zone. It's the end of the game. No, salvation is where all of this stuff with Jesus begins. And so what he wants us to do is for us to have that revolution in our own lives, in our own hearts, so that we meet him, we make him Lord, we understand who he is, and we ourselves are in the process of discipleship. And that means essentially that we are taking everything in our lives and we are working to make sure that our lives more adequately reflect what Jesus wants, that it reflects Jesus' life. So that means that we deal with problems and issues within our own hearts. That means we deal with things that are keeping us back from experiencing the fullness of what God has for us. You can work really hard to get to a place where you have all your needs met. But I'm going to tell you right now, you're never going to experience the satisfaction that comes with being a child of God until you begin doing the family business, until you become significant in other people's lives. What is significance? Significance means that you begin to meet the needs of other people. And that's what we're talking about here in this Great Commission. We're talking about making sure that people not only know who Jesus is, but that we are in the process of helping them understand the Word of God, helping them understand what prayer is, helping them understand, just like we have, how to deal with situations and problems within our lives so that we can be the most productive. Let's not forget that Jesus talks constantly about this whole vine and branches type scenario, that we by ourselves cannot survive, but we're plugged into the vine. We're plugged in. So what does that mean? That means that if we're connected to Jesus, that there is an expectation that we are going to produce. Now, what is production? Is that making sure that I do everything that God's told me to do? Well, yeah, that's a part of it. Is it making sure that if I'm a pastor, or, you know, that I'm preaching and taking care of people? Is it if I'm in the workforce and I'm making sure that I'm living my faith outside? Absolutely. It's all of those things. But let's not forget a key component, that you're in the family now as a child of God. And that means that you got to be a part of the family business. Hey, let me say it like this. You get to be a part of the family business, of discipling people, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything that Jesus has commanded. And I'll tell you, this life can be difficult sometimes because it's challenging and you're going to have to deal with problems that you may not want to deal with. And it's going to cause things inside of you that might resurrect that you've tried to bury and keep down. But here's what Jesus promises. Hey, I'm with you. I'm with you. And the good, the bad, and the ugly, I'm with you. So what do we do? Well, we say yes to Jesus. And then what do? We get about the family business, discipling nations, baptizing them, teaching them to observe everything that Jesus commanded. And you know what? The hope is not only that they convert, but they get to join you in the ranks to carry on the family business. Thank you so much for listening today. If you have any questions or comments, maybe a verse recommendation, I'd love to hear those. Or if you want to financially support this podcast, visit jasonjohncowart.com. And if you're in the Northeast Houston area and you're looking for a great church home, we'd love to have you at Freedom. Visit freedomdl.com for more information.